הזה אני יורד במדרגות אל הכותל. אינני אדם דתי, מעולם לא הייתי, אבל זהו הכותל, ואני נוגע באבני הכותל המערבי.
Okay, Yom Yerushalayim Sameach to everybody. I'd like to begin this evening with several questions. I'm going to actually return for a moment. I'm going to mute everybody, and then you can, if you like to ask any questions, you certainly can do so. The topic tonight, as you see, we're speaking about a bond between Shabbos, Yerushalayim, and the Jewish people. And I'm going to raise a couple of questions that should be troubling to us. Tomorrow night, we're going to eat, hopefully, and we're going to bench. And the Birkat HaMazon, the section of Birkat HaMazon, where we speak about the Kedushat Hayom of Shabbos, we know we say something that's called Ritzeh. We ask Hashem to strengthen us on Shabbos and that it should be a day of rest. And I'm not sure if you ever paid attention to the end of that. But at the end of Ritzeh, we say, V'hareinu Hashem Elokeinu, B'rechamat Zioni Recha, U'v'inyayin Shalayim Ir Kodshecha, Ki Atah Val HaYishuot Val HaNechamot. Have we ever paid attention to the fact that here I am, I'm speaking about Shabbos, and in the paragraph that speaks about the theme of Shabbos, I mention consolation of Tzion and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, because Hashem is the Baal HaYishuot, the one who delivers us, Uval HaNechamot. Now, that's certainly appropriate for the bracha that we're reciting. I'm saying Rachemna, and I'm saying Uvnei Yerushalayim. That's all true. But why am I mentioning Nechamat Tzion in the paragraph that speaks about Shabbos? What does one have to do with the other? That's question number one. Number two, why is it that that paragraph was chosen to be inserted in that bracha? Let's take a step back for a second and think about why I'm mentioning Shabbos at all in Birkat HaMazon. What's that all about? So the Gemara in Maseches Brachos discusses that. We know that all of the holidays are mentioned in not only in Tefillah, but in Birkat HaMazon as well. And whether or not we're supposed to repeat the benching if we forget what we call the Me'ein HaMa'orah, that which we speak about the occurrence of the day, depends on whether there's a Chi of Se'uda or not. So Shabbos, for example, there's an obligation to have a Se'uda, there's an obligation to wash. And if it's supposed to wash, that means that the Chi of Suda and the Chi of Birkat HaMazon is such that every component of the benching is essential. And if we omit any part of the benching, we have to repeat. So that's the halacha. Tomorrow night, if you bench, and if you get ritzei, you have to repeat it. That's true when it comes to Shabbos morning as well. And shalosh sudot is a question. Many say because officially you don't have to wash, maybe you wouldn't have to repeat if you forgot ritzei. But generally speaking, I have to repeat if I forget ritzei. Okay, fine. So I have to mention ritzei. I have to mention Shabbos somewhere in benching. Okay, I have a great idea. Let's mention Shabbos in the same place we mention Alanisim, in the bracha of Nodelecha. Why? Well, I'm very thankful that you gave me Shabbos. It's a tough week this week. Shabbos is here. Thank you for Shabbos. So when I say Nodelecha, thank you, Eretz Yisrael, I'll throw in thank you for Shabbos. Why in the world did Chazal choose to insert the Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu in the bracha of Rachem Rabbonei Yushalayim? What does Shabbos have to do with Binyan Yushalayim? So that's really part of this. If we could divide the questions, maybe 1A and 1B. Question number one is, why am I mentioning Nechamat Zion and Binyan Yushalayim at all in Ritzei? But what really begs the question is, why am I mentioning that? Why would I take the Ritzei, which has the theme of Shabbos, and place it particularly in that bracha? Find another bracha. How about this? Hazanah Sakol. Before you finish Hazanah Sakol, you say, Uv Tov Agado, right before you finish, you say, oh, well, Shabbos is a day I'm so thankful I get to rest. I worked the whole week and now finally I have food for Shabbos. And I thank all those who prepared the food for Shabbos. Ritzei V'Achalitzeinu, should be a wonderful Shabbos. Baruch Ata Hashem, Hazanah Sakol. So this is all really discussed in a very small Gemara in Maseches Brachos, and it's fascinating the way the Rishonim deal with this particular issue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to learn the Gemara with you. We'll see various Rishonim and hopefully develop some themes that will give us an appreciation for Ritzei, for Shabbos, for Yushalayim, and Yom Yushalayim in general. So take a look at source number over here, the first one. I'm going to point to it. It's a Braisa, Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Chesem Midbeis. Says the Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Not a difficult Braisa at all, so everyone can follow along. Here we go. Seder Birchas HaMazon Kachi. Here's the order of Birchas HaMazon. Okay, very familiar to us. Bracha Rishona, Birchas HaZon. Shnia, Birchas HaAretz. Starts with Nodelecha and ends with Ala Aretz V'Ala Mazon. Shlishis, the third bracha, Bonei Yushalayim. Starts with Rachem and ends with Bonei Racham V'Yushalayim. Revis, the fourth bracha, which is only midrabban and according to most, hatov hametiv, that's hakel avinu malkeinu adyenu barenu til al yechasrenu. Okay, now follow very carefully. Uve Shabbos, and on Shabbos when you're benching tomorrow night, maschil benechama, you begin the bracha with nechama, with consolation, umisayim b'nechama, and you conclude the bracha with nechama, with comfort and consolation, presumably b'yavi Yushalayim, v'omer kedushas hayom ba'emsa. And you mention the kedushas hayom, what we call ritzei, in the middle of that bracha. We're going to move on, and we'll come back to that, obviously, because it's bolded. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ratsa la Omra benechama Omra. If you want to say the Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu in Rachem, in Nechama, in that bracha, you can. Bibirkas Aretz Omra. You want to say Birkas Aretz, you also can. Bibracha Shetiknu Chachame B'Yavne Omra. You want to say it in, excuse me, I don't know where I'm, does everyone still see where I am? Hold on 1 second. I don't know whether they signed me out. Give me 1 second here. Okay. We're back here. Okay. So, and Bibracha Shetiknu Chacham B'Yavne Omra. And if you want to say it in Hatov HaMeitiv, you can. Interesting, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't give us the option of saying it in Hazan. But what he does is, it says, you want to say the Ritzei V'Hachalitzeinu, say wherever you like. And almost all the brachos. Now, you stop for a moment and think about Rabbi Eliezer, it makes a lot of sense. Why would I be saying it in Rachemna? What does that have to do with Bnei Yushalayim? It has everything to do with Shabbos. Shabbos is universal. I could play Shabbos wherever I like, as long as it finds its way into the benching somewhere. V'chachamim omrim, a third opinion, eino omra, eino omra. It can only be said where? In Ela b'nachama d'blvad. You have to stay in nachama. So the Gemara asks, why is that different than the first opinion? Chachamim hainu tanakama. Tanakama says the first opinion, you say it in Nechama and Rachemna. The Chachamim say you say it in Nechama. So what's the difference? Ika beinayu dieved. The nafkamina between them is what happens bidiyavad after the fact. Look at the language of the Chachamim. Eino omra ela b'nechama b'vad. The only place you could say it is in Nechama, is in Rachemna. What does that mean? That means if you said it anywhere else, you're not Yotze, you have to go back and bench. The Tanakhama says, I want you to say it in Rachemna, but presumably if I would say it anywhere else, b'dievet, I would be Yotze. Rabbi Eliezer says, say it whatever you like. And Chachamim say it must be said in Nechama. So three opinions in the Braisa. First opinion, Tanakhama, I'd like you, l'chatchila, to say it in Rachemna. If you said it in another bracha, in no delacha, in hatova metiv, b'dievet, it's okay. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, lechatchila, say it wherever you like. It's Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with anything? And the Chachamim would say, it must be said. It must be said in Rachemna. And if you didn't say, ritzei v'hachalitzenu, which is a theme of Shabbos, in the bracha of Binyan Yushalayim, so then you're not Yotze, you have to bench again. So let's return to this statement. Uvishabis maschil b'nechama. I begin with nechama. I conclude with nechama. And ritzei, which is the kedushas hayom, I say in the middle. Okay, everybody. Of course, it's Zoom. It's a little bit more annoying. So I'm just going to have you think for a moment. What is the Braisa telling me to do with Rachemna? On Shabbos? Oh, Rachemna. You know, you want to start with Nechama, you want to conclude with Nechama, and Ritzei is said in the middle. What does the Braisa mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Braisa's not telling you really anything new. Look at Rashi in the second source. Says Rashi, Uvishabis maschil b'nechama, klomar. When you see the word klomar in Rashi, Rashi's saying, I know you're troubled by the Gemara. Don't really take it literally. There actually, I've mentioned this in Shir once in a while, there's a set of Sfarim you can actually buy. I don't have it at home, but the school has a couple of them. It's the Klomar Sefer. I kid you not, someone went through all of Shas. Every single time Rashi says Klomar, he comes to tell you why Rashi says Klomar. That's what he tells you. What does Rashi mean? This means to say. So this one is pretty obvious. The Gemara seems to be saying that on Shabbos, I begin the bracha of Rachemna with something else, something called Nechama. So Rashi says, no. Einu tzarech lo l'sayim v'lo l'haskel b'shel Shabbos. No, you don't have to start with mentioning Shabbos at the beginning or the end. Ela maschil m'sayim b'nechama. You start and conclude with Nechama. What's Nechama? Binyan Yerushalayim kari Nechama. Rebuilding Yerushalayim is called Nechama. V'chol hechi demaschil bein rachem bein nachmenu. Whether you start with the word rachem, or you start with the word nachem, or you start with the word nachmenu, it's all the same. You know Rashi says, the Gemara is saying, don't change the nusach of benching at all. Start with rachem, aim with bonei Yerushalayim, but ritzei goes in the middle. When the Gemara says you start with Nechama, Rashi says, all the Gemara is saying is, say what you say during the week. Do not chain the nusach of the benching. But where does Ritzei go? It goes in the middle. But the benching stays the same. Why using the word Nechama? Because that's what Rachemna is. It's asking Hashem to console us, to comfort us for the destruction of Yerushalayim. That's all it means. That's what Rashi says. Take a look at Tosis. Okay? And he quotes Rashi. And then in the bold. Watch this. The Yesh Shemaschilim Benachmenu, the Chosbin Benachamas Tzion Irecha, Uvivinyan Yerushalayim. There are those who actually changed the nusach of the benching on Shabbos do not begin with the word Rachem. Rather, they begin with the word Nachem, and they understand the Gemara to be telling us that the nusach of Rachemna changes, is now adjusted, is now modified to fit Shabbos. It changes. Why would I do that? The nosdim tam ledivreim. They explain, derachem have lashon techina. Rachem is a language of supplication. I'm begging, please have mercy. Ve'ein omrim na tachanunim b'Shabbos. We don't say tachanunim on Shabbos. Right? We don't, those aren't the kinds of davening. Our Shemona Esrei changes. Many tfilos, Avinu Malkeinu, we won't say if it's Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Avol Nachem, the word Nachem, console us, Ein Lashon Tachanunim. It actually is not a word of supplication at all. One would have thought it is. You're asking something. Is it not a request? Whether it means have mercy, it means to console, it's the same thing. He says, no. Ela kimovi hinachem al hara'a la'amecha. The word nachem we translate as console. But what it really means is to rethink, to reorient, to reconsider. So I asked you to reconsider. I don't beg someone. If I'm begging for my life, I say, bracha, have mercy on me, please. When I say reconsider, it means, okay, can you please reconsider? So that the word Nachem is not un-Shabbistic, so to speak, and that's why it's appropriate. Now, who is this opinion? V'yeshem aschilim, there are those who change the nusach, none other than the Rif himself, Rav Yitzchak Alfasi. Take a look in this next source. Look what the Rif says. This is the Rif on our sugya. Here we go. Uvit in the bowl. Uvit Shabbos, maschil b'necham, musayim b'necham. So far, he just quotes the Gemara. Vo'omer kidusha sayom ba'emsa. And you say, ritzei in the middle, maschil b'necham. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you say the same nusach of the week, rachem, Hashem elkeinu al Yisrael amecha. Nor does it mean you conclude, bonei rachama b'shalayim amein. Look what it says. Sha'omer nachmenu Hashem elokeinu bivinyan irecha. Have console us in the rebuilding of the city. Umisayim benechama. And you conclude with nechama. What do I say on Shabbos different than during the week, says the Rif? Sha'omer v'ha'aleinu l'socha. Allow us to ascend there to the city, to the holy city. V'nachmenu ba. And console us in that city. Ki atohu bal hanechamos. That should sound familiar to us. Baruch atah Hashem hamenachem amo Yisrael bevinyan Yerushalayim. That is what you say on Shabbos. That's not ritzei v'hachalitzeinu. Don't make any mistake. This is the bracha. This is uvinei Yerushalayim. This is rachemna. He doesn't tell you what Ritzei looks like. I'll tell you what it looks like. It speaks about Shabbos. It speaks about Shabbos being a day of rest. And then the nusach of the bracha changes. It's not uvinei Yerushalayim yirkoch b'av yameinu. It's not what it is. It's this entire phrase. The Gemara up here means uvishabbos maschil benachama, unlike Rashi. It means I want you to change the nusach on Shabbos. The nusach is different on Shabbos. Why is that? So Tosfos said, well, maybe the Rif holds that way because the word Nachem is more appropriate because Rachem is a Tchina. Says Tosfos, I disagree. I'm back up to this source. V'lo nehira. D'hakol mashma l'shon tachanunim. What do you mean? Rachem, Nachem, okay, you switch a letter. I mean, I'm asking, I'm begging, it's a request. Come on, it's the same thing. Why would that change? Doesn't change. Same thing. And guess what, says Tosfos? Ve'ein lahakpid afilu I have lashon bakasha. And you know what? Even if it's a lashon bakasha, I don't care. Nachem, Rachem, makes no difference. Why? Why does it not make a difference? Ki da'amar b'Yerushalmi, the Shabbos parak elu k'sharm, the 15th parak of Shabbos in Yerushalmi, asks the following question. Mahu lomar ro'einu zuneinu parnaseinu b'Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says, hold on. Whoa, there are phrases that are inappropriate for Shabbos. Hashem, please, I want you to be our shepherd and give us food and give us a livelihood. That's begging. That's tachanunim. That's inappropriate for Shabbos. What are we doing? So you know what the response was in the Yerushalmi? Amar Lei, Tofes, Brachos, Kach, Hu. That's the text of the bracha. Guess what? If that's the text of the bracha during the week, you're allowed to say it on Shabbos. No need to change anything. Uminag, look at this line. Uminag shtusu. It is a custom, right? It is a stupid custom. Hameshana bracha shocho. Anyone who thinks they should change the nusuch, ooh, this sounds like tachanunim, it's not appropriate for Shabbos, it's a minhag shtus. You'll ask, don't all the Shmona Esrei change on Shabbos, right? There's no bakashos. In fact, the Baalei Tosfos say it's not true. The reason our Shmona Esreis don't include all the bakashos is because Chazal had Rachmanis on us. There's enough leaning and this and that and everything else so much longer. I don't know, maybe nowadays we're home anyway. We should say the regular Shmona Esrei on Shabbos and add in Ritzeh in the middle. That's really what should have been done, but they had Rachmanis on us. Fine. What do you see from Tosfos? You see very clearly that that I have no issue with number one, with tachanunim on Shabbos, if it's not an extra tachanunim. And I also understand the Gemara, unlike the Rif, but rather like Rashi, nothing changes on Shabbos. Begin with Rachem, end with Bnei Yerushalayim, and we're good to go, which happens to be our minhag. We follow Rashi and Tosfos against the minhag of the Rif. Is it really true that the Rif is compelled to learn the Gemara this way? Because Nachem is a better word than Rachem? I'm not sure if it has to be understood that way. I'll tell you an interesting story. When I was at a friend, I think it was post-Israel. It seems to be a post-Israel story. I was at his house for Shalosh Shudas. It's a friend who lives in Israel now. And we post yeshiva, so you know what happens when you post yeshiva. You become a kanoi in certain things, especially against minhagim of your parents. You become more frum than everybody else. So I remember sitting there for Shalosh Shudas, and my friend finished benching at Ali Chasreinu on Shabbos, and he closed his bencher. Because there is a minhag, some people have that you don't say haracham on Shabbos because those are bakashos. Obviously, this Tosfos would say that's absurd. Why? Because it's a minhag shtus. If that's the way you bench during the week, that's the way you bench on Shabbos. And I remember watching his father go absolutely nuts on him. In our house, the minhag is, we say the entire benching. One of those experiences where you want to crawl into a corner when you're at your friend's house and the parents, it was one of those. But you know, his father was right. First of all, it was the family minhag. Second of all, it's a line in Tosfos. We don't change in the nusach of davening. So what's the Rif doing? Why does the Rif feel that I'm going to read the Gemara? So you could say, well, the Gemara sounds like up here that it's saying, I want you to change. Why does the Gemara have to say, Maschil ben Achama, Masayim ben Achama? Rashi's saying, that means Rachem, don't worry about that line. It means the same thing. No, maybe the Gemara is telling me something more about Shabbos, about the Ritzeh on Shabbos and the theme of Shabbos that helps explain this. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah actually adopts the position of Rashi, and then he actually quotes a tshuva, a shaila, a kasha of Rabbeinu Ephraim. If you take a look here, I have it bolded. He quotes the Rif, all right, who says, how do I end the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, watch what we change on Shabbos. Not bonei bracha mavushalayim amein, minachem amo bivinyan Yerushalayim. So watch this. Hikshol of Talmido Rabbeinu Ephraim hasvardizal. We say later on Daf Mem Testament Aleph, She'ein Omrim Moshiach Yisrael Ubonei Yerushalayim. You cannot end the bracha with those two phrases, Hashem who delivers the Jewish people and rebuilds Yerushalayim. Why? Mishum De'ein Chostmin B'shtayim. There's a rule that we do not conclude brachos with a double theme. You have to raise questions on certain cases. Let's say marriage, the Brachas Erisin. Okay, we end Barachat Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Alidei Chupa V'Kiddushin. So Chupa and Kiddushin are actually two different things. That's a question. Why are we allowed to do that? Rofecho basar umafli la'asos. So is that two themes? Is that one theme? Those are two phrases. We're supposed to avoid two. Why? Rashi explains, Einos in mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. We don't make mitzvos into bundles. To maybe to develop that a little bit further, praise Hashem for one thing. Focus on tafasta, meruba lo tafasta. Focus and elaborate upon this and don't throw in as many themes as you can. Save that for another bracha, so to speak. So now, watch this. If it's true that I'm not allowed to end a bracha with two themes, v'im omer menachem amo b'vinyar yushalayim, Hashem, who consoles his people and rebuilds Yerushalayim, havelei, I know what's bothering you, hold on, havelei chosem b'shtayim b'nechamas Yisrael, that Hashem should console the Jewish people, and u'bivin Yerushalayim. That is two different themes that shouldn't be allowed. How could the Rif tell us all the way up here that this should be the end bracha on Shabbos? Two themes, it's not allowed. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, no, I'm not so bothered by that. V'yesh l'taretz, Shemhaya Omer Menachem Amo, Ubonei Yerushalayim with the Vav, consoles his nation and rebuilds. So Hayachosem Yishtayim, Hayachosem, that would be a problem. Aval Kevan Sha'omi Menachem Sion, Bivinyan Yerushalayim, Davar Echad Heim, Sheyinachehu, Sheyinachem Al Yidei HaBinyan. Right? How do we avoid that? It's one theme. Hashem should console us through Bivinyan. Not Uvinyan, but Bivinyan. One theme. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm not so convinced. Why? So this is an interesting point. Many of you may know of a tefillah called Havinenu. We don't really say Havinenu nowadays. It's a shortened version of the Shmona Esrei, where we start with the first three brachos and we end with the last three brachos. And the middle section of brachos actually is only one bracha of Shema Tefillah, and there are different phrases. So I bring you down here, and I want you to look at what Havinenu looks like. Shmuel says, and it's in some Siddurim, but we typically don't say Havinenu. It's when people are really in a rush. This is the bracha. I start with the first three. I say Alek HaKadosh. Now, look at this section. What's Havinenu? That's Atachonein. Molus Lavin of Arsecha, Hashivenu. Vitislach Lanu, Slach Lanu. Lios Geulim, Goel Yisrael. Rachakeni Machovenu, that's Refuah. Dashem Ros Arsecha, that's Barech Olenu. Unuvutosenu, Tkabashofar. Vatoim Al Dadish Betov Shpotu, that's Hashivish of Denu. Arashem Yachotan of Yodecha, Vlam Al Shinim. Now watch carefully. Vyismichut Sadikim, Bivinyan Irecha. Watch this. The Yismachu Tzadikim, the righteous, will rejoice in the building of your city. Now, I ask you something. Is this one phrase or two phrases? Is this one theme or two themes? You say, well, if I follow what Rabbeinu Yonah said above, it's one theme, because it has the bays there. The Yismachu Tzadikim, they will rejoice with the rebuilding of the city. What's the problem with that? Is that these two phrases represent two completely different brachos. This is Alat Tzadikim, and this is Binyan Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Erecha. Those are two separate brachos. So what do you see from here? That just because you use a beis doesn't mean you have one theme altogether. This is actually two completely different themes. It's two completely different brachos. So don't tell me because the Rif says all the way up here on Shabbos, Baruch atah Hashem, Menachem Menachem, Amo Yisrael, Bivinyan Yerushalayim. Oh, that's all one theme. He consoles his people with the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. No? Those are two statements, one and two, and we can't have one and two. Those are the opinions you have in the Rishon. So I think that if we take a step back in trying to analyze what's really behind these opinions, the opinion of the Rif and the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos, I think what will be revealed is something more thematic rather than pragmatic. Meaning, it seems, the way Tosfos understands it is, that the Rif is bothered, the Rif is troubled by the fact that I can't say Tachanunim on Shabbos. So I have to change that Rachem, and I change it to Nachem, and that's what the Gemara means. I apologize. That's what the Gemara means all the way at the beginning. Maschem and Acham, you have to change it on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, you can't have Rachem. Absolutely can't. That's the mercy. That's Tachanunim, not appropriate. So we're going to change it. And Rashi will say, nah, that's not a problem of Tachanunim. And you can say Rachem on Shabbos, same Rabbeinu Yonah, same with Tosfos. I think there's a lot more that lies here. And what could be happening here is whether we view Shabbos in a different light completely. Let's go back. Why would I say that this phrase, Menachem Amo Yisrael Bivinyan Yushalayim, is one theme or two themes? Why would I say that? What are the two positions on that matter? Hashem consoles his people. Hashem can console his people, his nation, in many ways. He can console us by making us healthy, by giving us a good parnasa. I'm sitting on Shabbos in my home in Chutz Laaretz in Teaneck, and assuming we're able to get by the very challenging times that we're experiencing now, Shabbos is a wonderful day. It's a day of peace, a day off, a day to relax. There's a home of tranquility. Hopefully there's Torah in the home and the family gets together. I can have plenty of consolation on Shabbos, or any day of the week for that matter, but certainly on Shabbos, with the peace and tranquility that Shabbos affords me. Binyan Yushalayim, that's something completely different. Right? Yushalayim, I visit it every once in a while, and it's certainly important, and I look forward to a Beis HaMikdash, and when we can return to Eretz Yisrael, and there's peace in the land, and Mashiach arrives, and that's also a wonderful theme. So it's very possible to view this as Rabbeinu Ephraim HaSfardi did. These are two statements. You can't end a bracha like that. That's not appropriate. But the Rif is saying is two things. Number one, he's saying that there's some character to Shabbos that maybe we're not realizing, something we don't recognize. If we would understand that Menachem Amo Yisrael is through Binyan Yerushalayim, that the Nechama we really need is not nechama from a difficult work week, is not nechama from the culture around us and experiencing a Shabbos in our home. All very important things. But if we recognize that the true nechama that we need is rebuilding Yerushalayim, then these are not two statements. This is one statement. And if we realize that this is one statement, will recognize that when the Gemara says Uvishabis Maschil Benachama Umisayim Benachama, it's not a technicality. It's not telling me that, well, on Shabbos you can't say Rachem, I guess you're going to say Nachem. It's because the Rif understood what the Gemara was highlighting is that Shabbos has a certain character to it that allows me to experience what Nechamat Yerushalayim is all about, and to connect with that city. How central Yerushalayim is to our life, that will determine how consoled I will be with its restoration. Is it one theme or is it two themes? Do I recognize that the greatest nechama that I could have in my life, with all of the areas, on Shabbos we ask Hashem to remove Yagon Va'anacha, all the sighing, all the groaning. Yes, the week is a very busy week. It's a very challenging week for us, for ourselves, for our children. It certainly is. But if I don't recognize that this peace and tranquility of Shabbos is an experience of Torah, it's an experience of spirituality, It's an experience of Kedushas Hazman, of sanctity of time, which has to be coupled with Kedushas Hamakom, with the recognition that it's not sufficient that we sanctify the day and the time, but we sanctify the place and we recognize where that can happen. So then our Shabbos is lacking. And it's Shabbos that makes me recognize, when I feel a sense of peace on Shabbos, I'm supposed to recognize that I don't have full peace. I don't have complete tranquility. And there's Yerushalayim itself has so many dimensions to it. We speak about, on you can ask the question when it comes to Tisha B'Av itself. Don't we end the bracha at Mincha, Menachem Tzion, Ubonei Yerushalayim? I could ask the same question. Two themes. We don't end brachos with two themes. But maybe if we recognize that the Nechamat Zion, if we know what Zion, I've spoken in the past, the different Rav Kook speaks about the difference between Zion and Yerushalayim. One idea, there are many, but one idea that Zion is the national identity of Yerushalayim, that is our capital as a nation, as a people. That's the legal center. That's where the Sanhedrin sits. Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah. Torah means instruction, means legality. Udvar Hashem, but the full spirituality, that is Yerushalayim itself. So if that's the case, that's what Yerushalayim represents. So if on Tisha B'Av I can say Menachem Tzion Ubonei Yerushalayim, that those are one and the same. That Yerushalayim is not only the national center of the Jewish people, but it is the spiritual center of the Jewish people, then I'm saying one thing. If I know how to integrate, I know that there's a common motif and they're interwoven into the very fabric of the city, but not only the city, Shabbos as well. Think about what Shabbos is. Shabbos Hashem, the Rav Soloveitchik has developed this on occasion. Shabbos is the time where Hashem comes to visit us, and Yom Tov is the time when we go to visit Him. But where do we visit Him? On Al Aliyah Ol HaRegel, on Shalosh Regalim. So there's Kedushas Hazman of Shabbos, and Yom Tov is Kedushas HaMakom, is coming to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what the city is. When I think about the themes of Shabbos, the theme of Yerushalayim and the theme of the Jewish people, so there are many themes that come together, that integrate the three. Kedusha, holiness, is one of them. Kedusha Hazman of Shabbos, Kedusha HaMakom of Yerushalayim, and Kedusha HaGuf of the Jewish people. Holiness is one of them. But peace is another. Peace, shalom, the Jewish people are road face shalom as a people. Yerushalayim is a city of peace. And Shabbos is the day of peace, is the day of peace and tranquility. So the character, the personality, and the mission of all three, of Shabbos, Yerushalayim, and the Jewish people, is all the same. And that's the ultimate menucha. So we have happened not to have adopted the Rif's position. We don't end the bracha that way. But now you know very well why we've adopted, why we've integrated into the Ritzeva HaChalitzenu, V'Hareinu Hashem Elokeinu, B'Nechamat Tzion Irecha, U'Vinyan Yerushalayim Ir Kodeshecha, Ki Atah Bal HaYishuot Bal HaNechamot. There's no contradiction there. That actually enhances the Shabbos theme itself. If we understand how the two have to be integrated, we understand the opinion of the Rif, what the Gemara means, why is Shabbos different? Of course we have to think about Nechamat Zion. How can I sit on a Shabbos, a day of peace and tranquility and Torah and spirituality, and not feel that we are devoid of some sense of spirituality without having a Binyan HaBayis? And the fact that I should yearn for an opportunity to visit Yerushalayim, which today is a center of Torah, is a center of spirituality. And those two are thematically integrated. So that's the bond between Shabbos, Yerushalayim, and the Jewish people, a bond of peace and tranquility, a bond of holiness, of Kedusha, a bond of Menucha. And in that sense, as we say the Shabbos, hopefully we'll be thinking in those terms. Yes, True, we don't conclude the bracha as the Rif does. It's a regular Racheimna, and we end Bonei Yushalayim. But all of a sudden, Ritzei, which speaks about Shabbos, now concludes with Nechamatzion and Binyan Yushalayim, something which we long for, we yearn for, that we should have the opportunity to experience in the near future. So I wish everyone in Yom Yushalayim Sameach, and we should all celebrate together Be'ezrat Hashem at least next year in Yushalayim Yir HaKodesh.
Amen. Thank you,
Rabbi.
Okay. Laila Tov to everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.